How much better can Auburn's recruiting get? Welcome in. Welcome in to the Hump Day edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. Graham, let's just hop right into it. We got some new receivers and talented ones, be it that.
In a span of 30 minutes, too.
Do what?
Say in a span of 30 minutes, too.
I mean, like, boom, boom, like 1-2 punch. And speaking of punches, Golish and company are not pulling any punches with this recruiting trail, man. I mean, it is a hot streak. The momentum is in our favor. But, Graham, I'll throw it to you to introduce our new receiver.
So I'll start with the little less ranked, still excited about him. He's still very, very good. I think he's under-recruited, to be honest. It's Cedric Simmons, wide receiver, 5'9", 190 out of Selma, Alabama. He's a 3-star wide receiver, top 20 and top 25 in the state of Alabama. So super excited to have him. We beat out teams like Purdue and, of course, none other than the University of Alabama over there on the other side of the state. Beat out Alabama for him. Kind of felt like it was coming down between Auburn and Alabama. And ultimately, Auburn got the dub there in the recruiting. And he is officially going to be an Auburn Tiger as of now. That's super duper exciting. The next one I want to focus on, and this was the big one yesterday. This was big deal. And when I read his stats, you'll understand why.
Might be my favorite pickup, by the way.
Yeah, honestly. His name is DeShawn Hall. He's a wide receiver. He is 6'5", weighs 185, he's a 4-star wide receiver, top 20 receiver in the country, top 10 player in the state of Alabama, and a top 150 player in the country as well. So very good wide receiver. Kind of gives me Cam Coleman vibes with the height. Mm-hmm. And just like his size in general, his build. So that's exciting to kind of, you know, fill back into a spot that we lost. This recruitment came down between us and Penn State, and it really could have gone either way. Auburn kind of just took the lead right at the very end there, but on 247, he has crystal balls to Penn State. So to Auburn as well, but there were some expecting him to go to Penn State. So super massive win for Golish to get him. Really awesome. After all this has been said and done, that finally puts Auburn at the 9 spot in the overall recruiting rankings. Hold on, did I just update? No, that's weird. Maybe. It says 9 on there, but when I click on it, it says 8. Oh, I don't know. But overall, still really impressive. We have a top 10 class right now. Golish is cooking. I'm super excited from what I'm seeing.
Can you say that again? What kind of class do we have?
Top 10.
Beautiful. And I would like to point out, too, I'm not saying I prophesied it, but I will say the mirror, mirror on the wall, may the crystal ball be where he fall, ended up working out in our favor. I'm just saying. If I need to do it again, let me know. Anyone that
can we trademark that? Can we trademark that saying?
I mean, we can
Let's get put it on a shirt. Let's put it on a shirt.
Yeah, we can get it from ashirts.com. But honestly, we'll talk about them in a minute. But yeah, overall, we were talking about grades the other day, like what we'd grade the recruiting so far, and I've gone up to an A- because of the, you know, where we're at right now. The fact that we were able to get two receivers within 30 minutes of each other, one is under recruited and one is insanely good. I've watched some of his film. I'm like, my God, 6'5", being able to move like that, that's nasty. Like, that's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
One thing I like about Golish too, what he's doing is that he's really hitting every single position. Sometimes you get years where coaches like go all in on just defense, you know, and then or I feel like Golish has done a pretty good job, and we kind of lacked in the receiver room. Mm-hmm. Not a ton, but we just didn't have a ton of guys. We obviously had guys like Brian Adore in there, but that was really it when it came to wide receivers. We had some tight ends, but wide receiver wise, that was really it. So to get guys like Deshaun Hall and Cedric Simmons is massive, just to make that room a little bit deeper for this class. So I love that he's focused on really every position. We've seen safeties, we've seen DBs, we have a quarterback, we have wide receivers, we have offensive linemen, we have linemen, we have some linebackers. Like we have hit every single position and getting guys. So it's awesome to see that. You know, kind of with the freeze era, we would see like, oh, we got six wide receivers in this class, but you know, we might have didn't get some other places. And that could have been good for, it depends on the years, but I do like that Golish is being more well-rounded with what all he's getting, because I think that will help your team out in the long run.
No, I agree 100%. I'm blown away. That's the only word I know to use. It's like, I personally, and correct me if I'm wrong, and you know, in the comments, and Graham, you do the same, but I've not seen a coach year one anywhere recruit like this. In my opinion, I don't know. Maybe I'm just blind. I don't know. But as far as Auburn goes, I've not seen this. And it's honestly very refreshing to see, to be honest with you.
There's one coach I have in mind that could have done it, and I'm trying to research that real quick. So give me just a second to find this.
I feel like if it's I'm trying to think. If it happened, it probably happened, I want to say,
I'm thinking of the one in the last couple years.
Yeah, early 2010s.
Oh, I was thinking like 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
Team recruit rankings.
Because, like, I don't know, but what I'm trying to say is, as far as Auburn goes, I've not seen this ever, at least as recruiting goes, with the combination of DJ Durkin and, you know, you have that combo with him and Golish. I mean, that's kind of, it's rare, at least for us, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Right? Okay, so they weren't as high as I thought they were. I was thinking of Mike Elko at Texas Tech, or not Texas Tech, Texas A&M, his first year. Because like ever since he's gotten there, he's been pretty decent.
Yeah.
But what it looks like they might have had this could be his like first, I don't know exactly when this timeline was, but his very first season, it looks like they were 19th in recruiting rankings. But then the next year, they were a top 10. So within his first year or two, he was top 10 in recruiting. That's the only coach I could think of recently that's came like from a smaller school and then hit the ground running pretty quickly with recruiting and doing really well.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say, honestly. I mean, it's just like you think – we're done getting, you know, like you think the momentum will, you know, die out at some point because it's what, you know, in a way we've been used to the past couple of years. And then it just like yesterday, or I guess a couple of days ago now, the receiver duo that we got, it's like, holy crap, man. Like what, like what are y'all on right now? Because I like it. I want some of it. You know what I mean? I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. You know what I'm saying? I hope that we continue the momentum. I like how we've kind of, it's almost like we've shifted our focus now in recruiting on the offensive side of the ball, because it felt very defensive heavy. I mean, we were getting O-line, obviously, which to me is the most important part of the recruiting trail of this whole thing. If you look at it, obviously the guy that the 6'5 guy that we got, massive. That's huge. But as far as offensive side of the ball, the O-line is big. But I'm glad to see the shift now. It's like we've gotten everyone we're interested in on defense, at least for the most part. Right. I'm sure there are other targets out there they're looking at that, you know, we don't know about, potentially know about. But it's like we've shifted focus from that to offense, and they are stacking the deck. And I'm not mad at it at all. I am not mad at it at all. So I'm hoping that we'll get a couple more commits in the next few days and just keep the momentum going and keep the excitement up, because the vibes are up in Auburn, man. I'm not mad at it at all. But you know what else can bring your vibe up? Getting a shirt from AUShirts.com. Get your shirts from AUShirts.com. Get all the gear, from all the shows at the Barn. You see some of the options on your screen. The Barn Hard, you got the Iron Shirt, the Boog Shirt, the C5 Hoodies, the Boog Hat. We add new styles weekly. We're in the process of getting the Social Hour Shirt approved. That will be there hopefully soon. and potentially the mirror, mirror on the wall, may the crystal ball be where he fall. If we can get that on there, because I think that would be epic if we can get that. But if you get a shirt from ashirts.com, be sure to tag me, Graham, the barn, all of the above. And we'd love to shout you out on the show, whether you're sporting your gear from ashirts.com at home or at the game. Or, for example, if you're in Atlanta at the Auburn Baylor game and you got the barn hard shirt on, tag us. We'd love to shout you out on the show the following week after game day. So we're very excited for the opportunity to do this. And yeah, again, get your shirts from ashirts.com. Support all your favorite shows by getting all your gear from all your favorite shows at the barn.
Yeah. Also go to buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're a business owner and you're such a massive Auburn fan, then go to buyauburn.com today to get your business on the index that Auburn fans all over the country can support you whenever and wherever they can. Like I said, if you're just someone looking to be a consumer, then go to buyauburn.com and check out the index. See all the different things that you can look at and search for and businesses that you can use that are all run and owned by Auburn fans. It's a great way to support each other. A great way to support the Auburn family. And let's just keep growing this index as fast as possible and make it as big as possible so that we can all support each other. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to check out.
Yes, please, please do that. It's really cool to see it grow. It's growing every day, and it's not just one or two businesses. It's multiple. So please, if you know anybody that has a local business and they're interested in you know, getting their business known and spread, and they have any Auburn ties, let them know about buyauburn.com. Graham, moving on, let's talk about what the ceiling is for this recruiting. Because after yesterday, you keep thinking like, okay, we've hit the ceiling. Or not yet, well, yesterday, but you know what I mean, a couple of days ago. But like, as this, you know, recruiting trail has gone along, you think, okay, that's it. You know, no way we top that. And you wake up the next day, here's someone else. Here's someone else. Here's someone else. And then the other day, here's a receiver. 30 minutes later, here's another receiver. It's like, pump the brakes. What? Holy crap. This is, well, actually, no, don't pump the brakes. All gas, no brakes in this, you know, circumstance. But what do you think our ceiling is? Because right now, you know, some websites have us at 9, some have us at 8. But the fact that it's a top 10 recruiting class and Golish's first year, he hadn't even coached a freaking game yet, and he's doing this. What do you think the ceiling is?
I think realistically, after year one under Golish, I think we could have a top 10 class. Obviously, we have that right now. I do think some of it will come down to what this season does look like. Mm-hmm. I think if he could at least just win 7 games, I think if you do that, you could probably keep this class together, because you kind of have a proof of concept saying like, hey, I can win here. Like, it is possible. Like, we had a winning season this year. Mm-hmm. But like, and I just need a couple more of my guys to make it happen. Then I think we can keep that top 10 class. Now, if we slip a little bit and maybe have a losing season, I think you could struggle to keep some of these guys. We'll see. I don't know what type of money we're offering. But I think top 10, I think, really could be realistic to me, which is, again, crazy, because mm-hmm. you would have told me before we hired Golish, or right when we hired Golish, that, hey, year one, he has a top 10 recruiting class. I would have laughed in your face. Like, that's funny. That's not happening.
Same.
I don't think we can skid into the top 5. I just, if you look at the recruiting rankings right now, there's a bunch of 5 stars. A lot of these top, you know, 10 schools have, I think we're the highest school that doesn't have a 5-star. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I don't know if we'll get a 5-star in this cycle, but that's not the end of the world. These 4 stars are really good, and some of them I think deserve to be 5 stars, to be honest. But I do think our ceiling, I really could be top 10.
Yeah, I really do think that obviously part of it is, you know, what you have to do on the normal recruiting trail. The other half, and it, honestly, it's the bigger battle nowadays with NIL, you have to produce on the field to impress the people you have secured. If you know, I say secured, I'm putting up air quotes for those listening on podcast format. We have to produce on the field at the end of the day. When we were doing the grades and I said a B, now it's an A minus, it would move up to an A plus if I see some production on the field. I want to see 7 wins, potentially 8 wins. You know what I mean? If we can do that, make a bowl game, I'm not mad at it. And, you know, it's a win-win because the fans are not mad. And also you're keeping your recruits potentially getting more because they're seeing, hey, Auburn's on the uptick. There's an uptrend. They're winning games. They won, you know, 7-8 games compared to the last 5 years where it's been 5 wins a season. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. And it has a lot to do with, I think we talked about it back when the schedule dropped, or not the schedule, but the times when we, you know, everyone was, you know, pissed off that we had a, you know, a 4-game stretch where it's all 11 a.m. kicks. That's going to happen when you go 5-7 for the past 5 years. That's why I'm honestly, and that's why I'm shocked that recruiting is going so well, because in a way, if you look at it on paper, we shouldn't be doing what we're doing recruiting.
Yeah. And I mean, I agree, but to counter that, in my opinion, Auburn is not hard to sell.
No, it's like, not. No.
And so, and obviously the kids want to come in and win. That's super important. But like on outside of that, Auburn is not hard to sell. Such an awesome community. Amazing facilities,
mm-hmm.
Top tier stadium. I mean,
state of the art.
Some of the best fans in the country. Mm-hmm. One of the best atmospheres in the country. It's not hard to sell Auburn. So that's why I just get chills thinking about it. But if Auburn can just start winning, Auburn hasn't started winning in today's NIL era. If that makes sense. Like, we haven't started winning yet. Gus Malzahn era, before the NIL era, we were winning some. But then ever since we got to Harsin and NIL kind of started around his time, through Hugh, Auburn hasn't won. I think if Auburn could just win during the NIL era, we could be so successful because we have everything there needed to be successful. We have the facilities. We have the fan engagement. We have the stadium. We have all this stuff to be so successful. If we could just – we have the money. The money's there too. Mm-hmm. That's not an issue. If we could just win some football games, dude, I think Auburn could explode onto the scene.
No, I agree. And, you know, this, and obviously I doubt they are, but if anyone, you know, recruiting wise, any recruit watching this, we pack out a stadium with a team that has lost, you know, multiple games in a year, and it'll still be a sellout.
We packed out stadiums for a team last year that won one SEC game.
That's just the Auburn family in general. That's why it's really cool to see. And I don't know if it's a PR thing where, you know, they get with these recruits and say, by the way, at the end of your statement, say this. But it's really cool to see the common trend with all these recruits saying it just feels like home. And I agree with you. It's not hard to sell Auburn when you have all this stuff around, like the community, like the state-of-the-art football facilities, the rec center, like all the little, you know, I guess you can call them common areas and whatnot of the campus. It's not something to laugh at. It's not. It's why it's kind of like a hidden gem in the South. You know what I mean? It's something that, you know, Auburn takes pride in, and the fact that they're starting to flex their muscles a little bit with the NIL era. All we need to make major strides, and I agree with you, Grim, is to win games. You start winning games, I'm telling you, it will work wonders and make really big strides for the future of recruiting. I really do. And I think the sky's the limit for, I really do. And let us know in the comments what you think about it. Cause I we'd love to hear from you. We really think that this is a good conversation this is a conversation that can fluctuate. You know what I mean? Cause you never know how it's going to end up, but I think we are on the uptrend. The fact that Golish is doing this with the help of Durkin, and obviously on the defensive side, it's been fun to watch, and I'm ready for football season, but I haven't had this much fun keeping up with recruiting like I have ever. Like, I feel like I've been keeping up with NBA free agency almost, because NBA free, like, if you're not an NBA fan, seeing the free agency moving around, like all the deals in the off season, like, that's fun to keep up with, like the NFL. But this has been a lot of fun. It has been a lot of fun to keep up with. Golish and company are doing a hell of a job on the recruiting trail right now. And yeah, sky's the limit. But yeah, let us know in the comments what you think. And if you like what you're listening to, please like and subscribe to The Barn, so you check out other shows like the one you're listening to now, The Barn Social Hour. We have the Top Button Podcast with Charlie Five, Village Vice with Brad Law and Zach Blackerby. We have the basketball show, the baseball show. We have Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten. We have a bunch of options, and we are your number one source for anything and everything Auburn sporting news. So what's stopping you from following and subscribing and turning on the notification bell so you don't miss anything from us? Because we are your number one source for anything Auburn sports related. But I will be remiss if I didn't bring this up, because you know us. We like to nerd out. College Football 27 put out their rankings for the toughest places to play in the game. And Auburn moved up the list, even though I still disagree with the number. They are up to 14th on the toughest places to play. I still think that's low. I think they should be in the top 10 at least. I get that they're, you know, obviously a lot of the devs, who knows if they actually watch football or not. I don't know. But in my opinion, if we can start winning more games, like we just talked about, that'll move up too. Even though in the long run, in the big picture, like, you know, IRL, it doesn't matter. But
yeah,
it's really cool to see them moving up and getting that representation of like, hey, this is one of the hardest places to play in college football. Even though as a fan, you know, if you're watching or listening, you know that already. It's one of the hardest places. Joe Burrow himself said that this place is literally haunted. Like Nick Saban, Kirby Smart, you know, any coach that has in the SEC, they're like, yeah, this place is, you know, not fun to play in. Now, granted, the past 2 years, people have, you know, run amok whenever they –
Kentucky beat us.
Yeah, so
Mexico State beat us.
It's time for the get
Vanderbilt
back.
Vanderbilt beat us. Arkansas beat us.
Thanks, Graham. Thanks. But yeah, we're on the get back revenge tour, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But it's really cool to see that, and I've noticed too that compared to the, you know, back when they first brought the series back, college football, I feel like as the years progress, Auburn is getting more recognition. I don't know if that's just me. I just wish they would fix the eagle. That's all I ask. EA, if you're watching this, the eagle doesn't look like a post-it note, okay? It just make it a little beefier. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. Yep. But, yep. Again, that's all I got. You got anything? Cool. Well, and real quick, too, congratulations to Andrew Bertram for getting inducted to the broadcasting Hall of Fame. I think that was really cool. I'm headed to Auburn. Actually, we're recording this at 9 o'clock in the morning, so I'm headed to Auburn as soon as we get done. So shout out to Andy Bertram, well deserved, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Big congrats to him for that honor. But with that being said, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean, and you have been listening or watching the Barnes Social Hour. As always, everyone have a great rest of your night, and war damn.
See you.